This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Republican supermajority Montana legislature earlier this year approved an increase in licensing fees for marijuana businesses that operate multiple dispensaries. But that fee increase is on hold for now as a part of an ongoing court case filed by business owners. Last week, three marijuana licensees and the state of Montana submitted a joint agreement in Lewis and Clark County District Court for a 60-day preliminary injunction preventing the state from collecting the increased fees from any marijuana providers. That injunction could be extended while the two sides work toward a negotiated settlement. House Bill 903, passed just before the end of the 2023 legislative session, made a number of changes to Montana's marijuana laws. One of those changes was to the fee structure of dispensary licenses. Before, licensees paid a flat fee of $5,000 for each additional dispensary. Under the new law, they would pay $5,000 for the first, $10,000 for the second, and another $5,000 added to the fee for each additional dispensary. One marijuana dispensary, Granite Peak Holdings, first challenged the law in August. The company, under the name Elevated, operated 10 dispensaries last year and has since opened another four, with three more in the approval process. Under the old system, 14 active dispensaries would require $70,000 in fees. Under the new system, it would pay $525,000. Two other licensees, TSB, which operates 15 dispensaries as Top Shelf Botanicals, and Merriment, which operates five, have joined the lawsuit, saying the new fee structure would be an unjustified taking of their property. The plaintiffs argue that Montana has not done enough to justify why companies operating multiple dispensaries should be treated differently to those operating one or two. Montana state law says that fees for marijuana dispensaries should only be high enough to cover the state's costs for regulating the businesses. The Republican-led Montana state government, after refusing to accept federal funds to feed hungry kids last summer, has changed course, and now about 170,000 Montana kids will qualify and receive lunches this upcoming summer in the Treasure State. Montana will participate in the federal Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer, or Summer EBT, program beginning in June 2024. Montana Democratic lawmakers had decried the state's decision not to apply for $10 million through the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transfer this past July, with the Department of Public Health and Human Services saying that applying was a significant administrative burden. But DPHHS now will partner with the Office of Public Instruction to offer meals to school-aged kids in the summer months. The U.S. Department of Agriculture funds the Summer Food Service Program to provide food for school kids at certain sites, but Democrats said it was not enough. The Summer EBT program provides funds accepted at grocery stores to low-income families with school-aged children when schools are closed for the summer. Beginning in summer 2024, families will receive $40 per eligible child during the summer months of June, July, and August. USDA research found the program decreased one-third the number of kids with low food security and supports healthier diets. Summer EBT is for students who are eligible to receive free and reduced-priced meals through the National School Lunch Program and School Breakfast Program. That's about 170,000 students in Montana. New research has found a shrinking number of glaciers across the West. About 360 glaciers have disappeared from the American West since the mid-20th century, including more than 70 in Montana. Andrew Fountain, a geology professor emeritus at Portland State University, and research assistant Bryce Glenn have released a revised inventory of glaciers in the American West that will soon be added to the U.S. Geological Survey's national map. 52 of the 612 officially named glaciers are no longer glaciers because they are either too small, no longer moving, or have disappeared altogether. Montana has lost 76 glaciers since the mid-20th century. Some glaciers have become perennial snowfields, whereas others are rock glaciers, more rock than ice. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.